This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What you are thinking. Most of the time, a deeper dive into your mind's patterns. What I've often seen in Vedic astrology is that the fifth house, its ruling planet, and the sun in your chart reveal a lot about your thought patterns and mental energy. These elements combine to shape not only your intellectual approach, but also your creativity, passions, and even romantic inclinations. Let me guide you through how each part of this cosmic trio impacts what you're likely thinking about most of the time. 1. The fifth house, core of your thoughts and creative energy. Intellect and creativity. In astrology, the fifth house is your center for mental energy and how you channel creative expression. If you find yourself deeply drawn to art, music, or conceptual work, it's likely because this house has strong influences that make you naturally creative. Romantic thoughts and joy. This house also governs romance and love. So if you're daydreaming about love, the fifth house has a role here. You're often thinking about joy, excitement, and even the thrill of speculative risks because this house fuels those desires. Judgment and speculation. When you weigh risks or have a gut feeling about something, that's your fifth house talking. It controls your ability to make calculated moves. So if you're drawn to areas that involve speculation, like investments, this house plays a big part. 2. The fifth lord, directing your thought patterns. The planet ruling your fifth house, known as the fifth lord, gives direction to your thoughts, focusing your intellectual energies. Its placement in your chart is like a map to understanding what captivates you mentally. If it's in the first house, you're often self-reflective, thinking about how you come across to others or how you express yourself. In the second house, family and security are big themes, and much of your thinking might be about values, traditions, or stability. In the third house, you're likely absorbed with learning, communication, and perhaps building specific skills that let you express yourself. In the 10th house, your career dominates your thoughts, guiding you to think about achievement, recognition, and success. Kesha 3, the sun, illuminating your sense of purpose and thought clarity. Self-esteem and purpose. The sun represents your soul and drives your sense of purpose. If your sun is strong and well-placed, you're likely confident and clear-minded, with thoughts that gravitate toward meaningful pursuits. When you feel the urge to work toward something significant, that's the sun lighting up your mind. Sun's placement effects. In the fifth house, you're often thinking about leadership, creativity, and ways to stand out. It amplifies your desire for self-expression. In the ninth house, your mind wanders toward big picture ideas, philosophy, and perhaps spiritual concepts. You're drawn to explore and question. In the 12th house, your thoughts may turn inward. This placement pulls you toward introspection and possibly even spiritual or subconscious exploration. Her 4, aspects and conjunctions, shaping specific thought themes. When planets influence your fifth house, fifth lord, or sun, they add layers to what you're thinking about. Jupiter's influence makes your thoughts optimistic, broad-minded, and often philosophical. Mercury's influence sharpens your analytical abilities, making you focused on communication and intellectual agility. Saturn's influence adds seriousness and sometimes skepticism, making you think practically and with discipline. Mars's influence intensifies passion and drive, but can bring impulsive or assertive thinking if not balanced. 5. Combining these influences for your mental blueprint. By considering the unique blend of your fifth house, fifth lord, and sun's positions, I can get a sense of your main mental themes. Here are a few examples to show how these play out. If you have a powerful sun and a fifth lord in your 10th house, your mind is likely focused on ambition and creativity in your career. If your sun and fifth lord are in water signs or in the 12th and 8th houses, your thoughts might often be introspective or focused on deeper, transformative subjects, such as psychology or even the occult. Nakshatra influence on thought process in the fifth house. Now, let me examine the placement of different planets in each one of the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology within the fifth house, and let's see how that plays out in your thought process. Each nakshatra brings its unique flavor to your mind's landscape, and the planetary placements within these nakshatras can further refine and add depth to what you think about and how you process the world around you. Thought patterns of Ashwini nakshatra for all ascendants. Let's explore how Ashwini nakshatra shapes your thought patterns based on your unique planetary influences as the fifth house lord. I'll take you through each ascendant so you can see where your fifth lord sits in Ashwini, what house it influences, and how it impacts your creativity, self-expression, and intellectual pursuits. With this analysis, you'll get a personalized look at how Ashwini's energetic and pioneering nature blends with each planetary influence. Aries ascendant, sun as the fifth lord in Ashwini nakshatra, first house. With the sun in the first house as your fifth lord, you're likely thinking about leadership, individuality, and making a lasting impression. Ashwini's quick and bold energy aligns perfectly with the sun's desire to shine, making your thoughts focus on self-expression, authority, and taking charge. You're drawn to initiating projects that allow you to stand out, and there's often a strong desire for recognition and respect in your thoughts. Taurus ascendant, Mercury as the fifth lord in Ashwini nakshatra, 12th house. Mercury in the 12th house places your thoughts in a reflective, private space. You're likely thinking about spiritual matters, hidden insights, and unique ideas that you may not openly share. Ashwini's initiatory energy inspires you to explore intellectual realms that are off the beaten path, pushing you to start new ventures in solitude or delve into behind-the-scenes work. Your mind is sharp and quick to pursue intellectual depths, often pondering life's mysteries in private. Gemini ascendant, Venus as the fifth lord in Ashwini nakshatra, 11th house. With Venus as your fifth lord in the 11th house, your mind gravitates towards social connections, creativity, and achieving personal dreams. Ashwini's energy gives your thoughts a spark, pushing you to engage actively in your social circle or begin new artistic projects with friends. You're likely thinking about harmony, beauty, and balance in friendships, while also feeling inspired to pursue dreams that bring pleasure and elegance into your life. Cancer ascendant. Mars as the fifth lord in Ashwini nakshatra. 10th house Mars in the 10th house makes your mind ambitious and driven, especially toward career and public life. You're likely thinking about how to take bold steps professionally, with Ashwini's pioneering energy pushing you to initiate career goals. Your thoughts are assertive and competitive, often focused on standing out in your field or achieving something significant in your career. You're energized by challenges and think strategically about how to lead in your profession. Leo ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Ashwini nakshatra, 9th house. Jupiter in the 9th house brings expansive, optimistic thoughts about knowledge, spirituality, and travel. Ashwini's influence pushes you to think about beginning new learning journeys, expanding your worldview, or inspiring others. Your mind is open, idealistic, and often focused on big ideas, with a desire to teach, learn, or explore. You're likely thinking about how to broaden your horizons and connect with wisdom on a grand scale. Virgo ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Ashwini nakshatra, 8th house. With Saturn as the fifth lord in the 8th house, your mind is drawn to deep, transformative subjects. Ashwini's influence gives your disciplined thoughts a touch of urgency, prompting you to consider how you can approach life's mysteries with a calculated, realistic mindset. You're likely thinking about issues around joint resources, crises, or hidden knowledge, focusing on how to bring structure and depth to these areas. You approach intense subjects carefully, but are always ready to explore transformative paths. Libra ascendant, Saturn as the fifth lord in Ashwini nakshatra, 7th house Saturn as the fifth lord in the 7th house, directs your thoughts toward relationships and partnerships. Ashwini's energy adds a dynamic, action-oriented edge, encouraging you to approach relationships with a balance of excitement and stability. you're likely thinking about building strong, lasting connections, and your mind is always weighing the responsibilities and long-term potential within partnerships. You think pragmatically about relationships, aiming for mutual respect and consistency. Scorpio Ascendant, Jupiter as the fifth lord in Ashwini Nakshatra, sixth house. With Jupiter as the fifth lord in Ashwini in the sixth house, your mind often focuses on growth in areas like health, service, and discipline. Ashwini's initiatory energy makes you think about how to improve your daily life or support others. You're likely optimistic and generous in your thoughts, looking for ways to expand and bring wisdom to your work life or health practices. You're driven to help others or make improvements, often initiating new wellness or service-oriented ideas. Sagittarius Ascendant. Mars is the fifth lord in Ashwini Nakshatra, fifth house. Mars in the fifth house intensifies your creative drive, making you think about self-expression, risk-taking, and leadership. Ashwini's bold nature aligns with your mental focus on starting new creative projects or intellectual pursuits. You're likely competitive and passionate, often thinking about ways to make a bold impact through your ideas or creations. Your mind is geared toward courage and originality, and you thrive on opportunities to showcase your talents. Capricorn Ascendant. Venus as the fifth lord in Ashwini Nakshatra, fourth house. With Venus as the fifth lord in the fourth house, your thoughts are rooted in creating harmony and beauty within the home. Ashwini's energy inspires you to initiate projects at home, make aesthetic improvements, or focus on family relationships. You're likely thinking about ways to bring warmth, balance, and comfort to your domestic environment. Your mind is creative and nurturing, always considering how to enhance the space around you or deepen connections with family. Aquarius Ascendant. Mercury as the fifth lord in Ashwini Nakshatra, third house. Mercury in the third house makes you curious and mentally agile, with a focus on communication and learning. Ashwini's fast-paced energy encourages you to start new intellectual or social pursuits, making you quick to engage with new ideas or share your thoughts with others. You're likely thinking about how to communicate effectively, expand your skills, or take up hobbies that allow for self-expression. Your mind is sharp and always on the move, exploring new ways to connect. Pisces Ascendant. Moon as the fifth lord in Ashwini Nakshatra, second house. With the moon as your fifth lord in the second house, your thoughts revolve around security, family, and self-worth. Ashwini's impulsive nature makes you quick to start new ways of nurturing family bonds or securing resources. You're likely thinking about how to create a stable foundation for yourself and loved ones, often contemplating ways to build a nurturing, emotionally fulfilling home. Your mind is sensitive and receptive, focused on the values that bring emotional comfort. These insights show how Ashwini Nakshatra shapes your thought patterns based on your specific planetary fifth lord placement. The combination of Ashwini's pioneering spirit with each house's focus creates a unique influence on your creativity, intellectual pursuits, and personal focus areas.